The World This Week, Politics.
Mr. Biden described Russia's deployment of tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus as absolutely irresponsible. Vladimir Putin confirmed that the first batch of weapons, which carry small warheads for battlefield use, had been sent to its ally as a warning to countries that are thinking of inflicting a strategic defeat on us. The Russian authorities began a new trial of Alexei Navalny, this time accusing Russia's most prominent opposition politician of rehabilitating Nazism while in prison. The closed-door trial is being held in the penal colony, where Mr. Navalny is serving over 11 years on other trumped-up charges. The preordained guilty verdict in this sham case could add another 30 years to his term. Russian officials threatened to end the deal that ensures the safe passage of Ukrainian grain through Black Sea ports. The agreement has been extended until July 17th, but Russia claims its own grain exports are being impeded. In Moldova, the Constitutional Court placed a ban on SOR, a pro-Russian political party that has led protests against the Moldovan government. The party's leader was Ilan Shor, a businessman who fled to Israel after being found guilty of money laundering. Petteri Orpo became Prime Minister of Finland. The country's parliament formally backed his new centre-right coalition following an election in April, in which the ruling Social Democrats were defeated. The new finance minister is Riikka Purra, who leads the Eurosceptic Finns party. Estonia's parliament legalised same-sex marriage, making the Baltic nation the first country in Eastern Europe to do so. The Prime Minister, Kaja Kallas, has formed a liberal coalition following her party's election win in March. Four Israelis were killed by two Palestinian gunmen in an attack near a settlement in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian officials said hundreds of Israeli settlers assaulted a village in revenge. A Palestinian man died in the ensuing melee. Hamas, the Islamist group that runs Gaza, said the gunmen were its members and that the attack was retaliation for an Israeli raid on Jenin, where Israel fired from helicopters in the West Bank for the first time in 20 years, killing seven Palestinians. Zayed Elhani, a journalist, was arrested on charges of insulting Kais Saied, Tunisia's president. Tunisian judges have detained or opened investigations into more than 20 prominent figures opposed to Mr. Saied in recent months.